Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We happen to have one of our hometown heroes from last year. Stephanie Scaletti is here, the founder of Young Adult Cancer Support, YACS, here in Pittsburgh, part of the Cancer Caring Center. You've done work there. And you have the wig out tonight. Thanks for coming in, Stephanie.
Thank you guys for having me on. It's always a pleasure to be back.
Let's start with your story first.
My story, long and short. When I was 20 years old, I was diagnosed with leukemia. And there was no family history. It kind of blindsided me. And there was also absolutely no support in Pittsburgh, let alone Western Pennsylvania, for young adults, as we say, are 18 to 39 years old. And so I kind of lived my leukemia story as an open book. I had a ton of support from family and friends who all were encouraging me to share my story. And the more I shared it, the more hope I gave and the more people wanted to hear it more. And so years went by and I had changed my major to social work. That's when I found the Cancer Caring Center. And later on is when I founded the Young Adult Cancer Support Program under the Cancer Caring Center. So it is a program for 18 to 39 years old, young adult cancer survivors, any type of cancer. During and after treatment, they're welcome to join the group. And it is for anyone in Western Pennsylvania, really, who's been diagnosed.
What was, in your own experience, when you say there was no support, and obviously you have now tried to fill that void, but what is it that was missing that you really could have used that you are now providing to people who come to your support groups? And you got a bunch of them going.
I do. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, just peer support. I mean, you're in the hospital and you're on the treatment floor and you're by far the youngest patient on the floor. There's just no one who can relate. And when you're a young adult, when you're in your 20s and 30s, you're at a time in your life when you're just developing into an adult. You're finding a job, you're graduating from school. Some people are still in college. You're trying to raise a family. You're trying to build all of this up into your next chapter in your life, and then bam, you're just hit with cancer, and it just puts a halt on life. So there's really, you know, you talk about someone in middle age or even adolescent, they can't relate to that.
Yeah.
And so you're stuck in your life, and you're seeing all your peers develop and have these families and get these awesome careers. And just when you're ready to do that, you have a diagnosis. And I had to take a year off from college for a year. So just coming back and having chemo brain, you know, that's hard to take notes in college. When I had physics and organic chemistry at the time, I wanted to be a pharmacist before diagnosed. So it's just a whole world of issues that we face as young adults that really no other age population can relate to. And so for me, I would have loved to have the support group to just sit around and talk with others who can relate, you know, talking about getting back into relationships and dating and even trying to fill that gap and issue with your loved one if you're married. It's hard after a diagnosis has been made and after treatment.
But that's another part of your story that's very good. You met somebody who's really supportive. He's pretty dynamic too, your husband.
Yes, he is.
You're kind of the power couple of hope in this city for the young people.
I've been pretty lucky. My husband, I had met him, it was within the year of starting YACS, and I had introduced it to him, and he thought it was so dynamic of what I was doing, and he just supported it from day one to the point of he found it inspiring and motivational to do some fitness events where he would also raise money for the cause.
Yeah, what was he doing that we talked to him last year?
He was doing
year.
A walk, right? Wasn't it a walk?
Oh, he was
something?
Doing push-ups or like a...
He's done push-up contests. In January, we were in Australia, and he rode a bicycle for 24
it.
Hours.
That's what it was.
Yep.
He rode 250 miles, and he raised $40,000 for the Young Adult Cancer Support Program.
Well, and that kind of thing is so critical when you're doing something like this. It isn't like somebody sitting on the sideline saying, oh, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Here's a bunch of money. You're
exactly.
constantly having to feed the need.
You have to, because the program itself funds these patients who need it. So, you know, the three components of the program is the support group meetings, And then once a month, I take the group out. I give them some hope by offering them some social activities. So, you know, we've gone to pirate games. We've gone kayaking on the rivers. Just in last month, we did an overnight camp retreat up at Camp Conakry.
Oh, fun.
So, and then the third component, which is so important, is the financial assistance.
Sure.
So we raise the money because these young adults, they need financial assistance more than you can imagine. When you say financial toxicity, you can't imagine how much it impacts them because, hey, listen, we don't have a 401k to fall back on or a lifetime savings that we've been right. working up to.
All right. What about the wig out tonight at Tequila Cowboy?
Yeah.
Now, does this mean everybody's going to go nuts? Is that what you mean by wig out?
Some do. Oh, yeah. The wig out is a noun and a verb. So tonight from 6 to 9 p.m., we are going to fill Tequila Cowboy with Halloween wigs. So literally everyone who comes to the wig out wears a Halloween wig. Some people go all out and wear costumes, and we welcome that, of course, too. Because once you put the wig on, you feel like you
might
need
as well.
To match
right, sure.
the wig to
what
the
are you
outfit.
Going as, John?
I just walk in looking like myself, and everybody would think it's a costume.
Then they wig out. Go ahead.
So we have an auction. You know, we have amazing things in the auction, like an autographed, signed James Conner football with a certificate of authenticity. We have overnight stays at some of the premier hotels downtown. We have golf packages, foursomes for golf, and the list just goes on. And then we have a best wig contest at the end of the night. The mechanical bull will be in full effect for those who really want to get wowed.
Lose your wig on that one.
Is it too late to get a ticket tonight?
Not at all. You can buy tickets at the door. They'll be $50. And we have a couple extra wigs for those who come without one.
All right, you got it covered, and we're in the middle of Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
We are.
And I know you, along with Panera, you brought some goodies, which is always a good thing, Steph, because...
What's Panera's role in this?
Well, Panera has been a great partner. So we, for the month of October, the Cancer Caring Center actually now partners with Young Women's Breast Cancer Awareness Foundation. That foundation supports breast cancer patients under 40 years old.
Okay.
And so the founder of that, Jen Kem, she now partners with the Cancer Caring Center. So for the month of October, Panera and us, we partner to offer pink ribbon bagels to everyone out there. So we really encourage everyone to buy a bagel, you know, support your schools, support your churches, support your businesses. You can buy the bagels in bulk. They're cherry vanilla flavored. And they really, they go to great causes. I mean, the Cancer Caring Center is celebrating their 30th anniversary this year, so.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
And congratulations on all you've done.
Thank you for supporting me,
You're
Larry.
One of our hometown heroes for a very good reason.
It'll always stay in my heart. Thank
you're
you.
You're a special person. Tell your husband we said hello. We got to get him. He could do push-ups the whole show.
He would.
We'll watch.
You let him know and he'll be back.
I think Larry and he, they should have a push-up.
No, I don't think so.
Off. Yeah.
Stephanie Scaletti, Director of Support Services, founder of the Young Adults Cancer Support Foundation, and doing a great job.
Thank you very much.
You got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.